Welcome to Sdeke Podcast, the student edition with the lovely, the beautiful, the intelligent Masana Charmaine Hlongwane. Yes. How are you, Masana?
I'm good, thank you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much.
Can't wait to just take from that well of wisdom, you know?
Yeah.
So, Masana, tell us a bit about yourself. Who is Masana?
Okay, Masana is, I am Masana. My name is Masana Charmaine Hlongwane. I am doing industrial engineering at CPET. I am from Limpopo, currently in Cape Town. I come from Limpopo, Giani, Kankumbo. Yeah.
Okay, all the way from Limpopo.
Yes.
In Giani.
Yes.
Okay, always here, Giani. We'd love to visit the place.
Please. Yeah.
But anyway, to get to the matter of things, you've mentioned that you are a student at CPET and you're studying industrial engineering.
Yes.
Industrial engineering, to some, it's just a vague word. They don't know what it means, right?
Yeah.
Kindly take us through what industrial engineering is and what drew you to study industrial engineering.
Okay. I think should not be long ago, there was a guest who was an industrial engineer. And I think she explained it quite simple, that industrial engineering is, it's more of a bridge between the business and engineering. So this is, we improve systems. It's continuous improvement, if you know about it. So it's we improve systems, we work with processes, and. It's a very broad field. So I think what drew me to it was the fact that when I was in matric, actually, initially I wanted to do civil, but I studied civil tech, which was not so nice.
Yeah.
So that, knowing that I want to find myself in engineering and not being so good in civil, I was like, I need something else. So this being a bridge between what I could have done, which is business, and engineering, it was a perfect space for me to find myself in.
Funny enough, I tend to understand industrial engineering as managers. I don't know why. Like, my friend and I, who's a civil engineer, we always joke, an industrial engineer, pardon me, we would say, dude, we are the engineers, you guys are just the managers. That's it.
More like it. Because you guys do the deep groundwork. And we are there,
building the systems.
Yeah.
Setting up things.
Yeah.
So, you know, you mentioned that you're studying industrial engineering, and I think you've also mentioned that you're second year, right?
Yes.
Okay, second year. Just take us through your educational background from matric and how you got into studying industrial engineering at CPUT.
Okay, from matric, I was optimistic.
Okay.
Very, very optimistic. But in the midst of that, there were times where I couldn't do so well academically, and I had teachers supporting me all throughout. So finally getting into first year. First year, I came, you're far from home. there's no parents. No one is telling you when to... Freedom. No one is asking you to wake up at this time. No one is telling you to come to class. So there's too much freedom.
Yeah.
And because you kind of worked so hard in matric to actually pass, you feel like, okay, this is time for me to rest, which is not the case. So first year, I became very casual with my studies. And that year, COVID happened. So such a crazy story. So COVID happens, we are at home studying online, and that thing of, you know, attending classes just to mark the register. And yeah, so you could just sleep throughout the class and turn the
camera off.
Yeah, and the class is playing all throughout. You're sleeping. very, very casual. Sometimes miss some deadlines and unfortunately I failed some of the modules that year. And that was the first time I felt actually in my life. And 2021, I did the same modules, some second year modules and some first year modules.
Yeah.
And in the midst of that, I was like, okay, the first year modules, I'm not going to really pay attention to them. I mean, I did them. So like, there's no need for me to study so hard in them. I'll just do. And that is another casual approach that you should avoid as an engineer. Like, if you failed at something, work extra hard to improve it. Don't think you know it just because you were doing it. Just because you passed some test doesn't mean you know everything.
Yeah.
So again, funny thing is, I passed the second year modules that I had registered for and failed this ones.
Ouch.
The crazy thing is, these ones block some modules in the second year. So now it's 2022, I'm supposed to be doing my final year, but I still have first year modules, which block the second year modules. So last year, that's when I actually got a wake up call, because CPUT kicks you out if you're not serious. It kicks you out of their residences. They're like, you'll find a place for your own to stay. Yeah. So I think that was really a wake up call I needed, because in that I saw how much it feels like to actually like be in a place of a wake up. Like, you can't be sleeping.
Yes.
You can't be casual.
Yeah.
That's the word I'm using so much, but I feel like that's what described my behavior then. You work hard, but only when it's exam time, and engineering is not about that. Sure. You really must understand what you're doing.
Yes.
So last year, I was cross-nighting. I was working really hard. Like, I was putting all the money, all the sweat in, and I finally passed those modules. And now I am pursuing modules that I should have pursued in 2021. But it's all blessings. So we're here now, doing very well, actually, academically, I must say. So, yeah.
You know what I love about your story is that it's a fine definition of someone being beaten up, failing constantly, to a point where you can just give up, right? And then you pick up yourself from the rubbles and start moving.
Yeah.
Now, which caused me to want to ask you this question, right?
Mm-hmm.
During that tough time, you felt like giving up. It was hard. Yes. What was the motivating factor right now? What are you doing differently, apart from saying that now I'm focused, right?
Sure.
What are you doing differently right now that really is giving, allowing you to get the results that you are getting? I mean, I'm referring more in terms of routine-wise, because before you said you were sleeping, let the lecture go on, pretending to be on, but yet not actually studying. What are you doing differently in terms of studying?
I'd say being intentional.
Okay.
I started being intentional actually last year. So what happened is I prayed. I prayed over it, spoke scriptures over it. But apart from that, I think being intentional about your time.
Yeah.
So we all have 24 hours in a day. Someone who gets 50% and someone who gets a 94% or 90 or 100%, they both get 24 hours in a day.
True.
And I started noting, okay, what am I doing? Like, I started being intentional about my hours.
Yes.
What am I doing in this hour? How am I doing it? Also, I started surrounding myself with people of the same interest. So I used to be that person who thinks I can do everything by myself, but now I have people studying with me. Mm-hmm. We help each other. Like, we keep each other accountable. That, okay, we're saying we're studying this long, so we're going to stick to that. So if we're coming, say, for example, now when we're done with classes, we're coming at 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. That's just that. Like, there's no dodging in between. So really going an extra mile, working hard, asking questions. My relationship with the lecturers have changed, literally. They didn't even know my name, but now I'm literally the first person in the list. So being intentional really is one thing that helped me.
Okay. So being intentional is something that helped you.
Yeah.
You remind me of last week. We had another podcast, another student who came over, and he kept on speaking about having mentors, having this, you know, he kept on speaking about being intentional, just as you did. But we know that you have your own methods of getting to the outcome that you want. So my question right now as well is, we know that you left Giani,
mm-hmm.
you're coming to Cape Town.
Sure.
Probably don't know anybody.
Yeah.
Right? And you said you were struggling the first year.
Yeah.
How did you take it? I mean, leaving Giani behind, coming to the side, not doing well, during those time of wanting to give up, how did you deal with that?
Okay, so I really had a supportive family. Do have a supportive family. But apart from that, there's pressure, right, to say, okay, this is how I wanted things to be. You know, I was thinking yesterday that the 16-year-old will be looking at me and be like, ma'am, this is not the memo.
Yeah.
But I remember I was crying and I was like, okay, listen, this year I'm going to make a difference. But you get the side and you see the beach, you see the mountain, you see so many things that you're not so exposed to.
Yeah.
And it literally makes you forget everything that you left home for. But I'd say what made me actually overcome it was constantly reminding myself of not exactly where I'm coming from, but where I wanna be. Because it's not about now, it's not about the history, it's about where you're going to.
Okay.
So if you are not putting the work, I like Dev Ramsey, he says, live like no one else. So tomorrow you can live like no one else. Mm. So now it looks crazy when I say it's 12 hours of study.
Yeah.
It looks crazy to someone else, but they don't know where I'm coming from. But this is really necessary for where I am going. Mm-hmm. I'm building a system that right now might look so intense, but I'm eventually getting used to it. Yeah.
So just build a system, have a routine in whatever you do.
Yeah.
Keep up with it constantly up until you get the results that you want. You know, earlier on you spoke about now you're studying with friends. Now you study with friends, which I kind of think that maybe you could correct me. It's a deviation from your personality. Maybe you preferred being on your own.
Exactly.
And that shows that there's a skill, right?
Yeah.
So what other soft skill can you give to someone who wants to pursue your study, I mean the same course as you do, or who just want to be a student? What do they need? Because now you have to hang around with friends, something that maybe you're introverted.
Yeah.
Something that you need to adapt. What other soft skills are there apart from that?
You really need to get out of your comfort zone, honestly. I think one thing I've worked on is communication.
Yeah.
So this year, I was looking at early this year when the year started. I mean, I passed last year, not so well, but I passed. But I was like, what can I add? I mean, I made it. What can I do to make those results better?
Yes.
To get distinctions, what can I do? So I thought one of the things is actually swallow your pride and speak to people. So soft skills, definitely communication and emotional intelligence, because it can't always be about you. It's definitely not always about you. So you must be wise enough to deal with people. I am one person who would stay for days alone, and that's not a big deal. But now I have to be with people every single day, and that takes a lot. But really sacrificing and just doing that really, really helps. Yeah.
You know, I believe that in between that dealing with people and dealing with people and spending time with these people that you speak about, mostly it's about study.
Yeah.
There should be at least some room for fun.
There what is definitely.
What do you do for fun?
Definitely. There's a whole lot of things I do for fun. I mean, I make it flexible, okay, right? Yeah. That we have studied for those 2 weeks.
Yes.
Maybe someone else, their break is sleep. That at least today, I want to sleep over 8 hours. At least. I don't know. But for different people, I mean, it's different. What do they say? Different strokes for different folks. So I think for me, there's so many things you can do for fun in Cape Town. I really can't measure fun into one thing, but I really try to be outgoing. I try to do things outside school. I try to sing with other people if possible. Do things that makes you happy. I mean, it's not everyone that books makes them happy. I, for one, is not so excited when it's time to study, but it needs to be done. So do things outside your academic books that makes you happy. I read, I walk, take walks, I go out once in a while, you know, see other things outside CPUT. Yeah.
So with the follow-up, at least it shows that you are not just a bookworm, but you are also a fun person. And I think that's important
Very.
In relating with others and with your classmates, as you have well spoken that it has been, that has laid a foundation Yes. to you understanding the course way better. So in the situation where you said that you were struggling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Apart from that being the main challenge,
Yes.
you said you did a subject, you did it again maybe twice.
Yeah.
There are some that say that when they fail the subject, they begin to understand it better. The next semester. What advice have you got for someone who has failed right now and think it's the end of the road?
It definitely changed the way you're doing it. Like, I saw that, okay, I studying in my room, I'll do for 2 hours, be on my phone, do something else, spring clean the room. You always find an excuse. So I think for me, getting out of premises that made me comfortable or doing a routine that constantly made me fail, I went ahead and sacrificed a lot. Like, I would, because I was staying in a very unsafe place, so I would Uber to campus. Yes, I would Uber to campus just so I can study there, study where other people are studying, and don't hold back. Go ask questions. Lecturers are waiting for people to ask questions. Write them emails. Bother them. They are literally there for your help. So if you don't, maybe if you don't feel like talking to lecturers, find someone else in the class who's doing well and try to build a relationship with that person and, you know, try to like ask them questions as much as you can. If it's maybe a tutor, but don't sit alone and think that everything will eventually turn out fine. It won't. It needs you to be out of that space, that shell that you're in, and go make it. Go make things work. Yeah.
You remind me of a saying that says, if you meet a smart person or an intelligent person, don't compete.
Sure.
Hang around them.
Yeah.
Ask questions. And that's how you become smart.
Mm.
So, you know, that has been one of the most important thing in your life right now, that you have met smart people. And then you can see even your marks have begun to change.
Yes.
So let's just wind the clock back, right?
Mm-hmm.
To that Masana was in grade 10, trying to choose, or grade 9 rather, trying to choose subjects on pursuing a career, of course. What advice would you give them when they want to make a choosing the subjects in grade 9 before heading into grade 10?
Do research, and you are a person who's going to keep on changing.
Yeah.
Like, I look at myself now and look at the grade 9 Masana, they're different. But the common thing is that they both still want to be an engineer. But I think do a lot of research, man. And if you don't have the luxury to do so, ask people. Like, people are always, everyone has an advice now. Don't take everyone's advices. But
disclaimer.
But do research. Don't just stick to one thing. I think what was in my head in the time was I wanted to be a civil engineer. So I think that was it for me. That was like a mark. But just do research, do background, so like explore as many fields as you can and see where you can fit in.
I know it's like the simplest way to advise some of them sometimes is that we are not in a stone age, right?
Yeah.
Like you're saying, doing research, and you echoed it quite a lot, meaning we've got internet. You've got what? Access to libraries. Search.
Yeah.
For what you
understand. Even with TikToks, there are people who are speaking on these things, Instagram. So information is always available. So it's up to you if you're interested, actually, now. Okay.
Make use of all the resources that are available.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, we have seen and we have heard that you're thriving now. No longer the old Masana we started. It's all different Masana right now.
Very different.
And I do know for a fact that this Masana is goal-driven. She has goals.
Yes.
Kindly share some of those goals. What are your goals maybe for next 2 years? For next 3 years, what are you planning to do? Are you planning to pursue this course or not?
That's so crazy because I have so many goals. But I think career-wise, I think I made a good choice because the collaboration, the interdisciplinary collaboration of this field. Industrial engineering is literally everywhere. So when I look into the future, I look into the future of all the possibilities you can think of. Because it's becoming broader by the day. The industry 4.0, you can think of the robotics. I mean, I was doing a project not so long ago. And I think just that project on its own just made me feel so excited to the future I'm headed to. So am I going to keep on studying? I think so. I think so. Because the future seems very exciting for industrial engineering. It's growing bigger and bigger by the day. So there's room literally for anyone who's open to learning and growing. So, yeah.
That's what I love about your advice is that if you do not open your mind to the possibilities of growing, right? Or the possibilities of getting yourself into, like you said, there's room. It's not that only industrial engineering is just a course, but see it more than a course.
Exactly.
See yourself in different places.
Exactly.
And I love that because others, when you hear industrial engineering, they think maybe you're working in a construction site or in a factory and that's it.
No. And it's actually bigger than that. And I feel like more than just getting a job, just see yourself opening doors for even other people. You don't have to wait for someone. When I'm saying there's room for everybody, there's room for you to actually be the one who holds the key. You know, you don't have to wait for someone else to open the room for you to enter. You have it within you, as with this key of being just an industrial engineering.
Do you know, I'm actually looking at the questions right now. I'm thinking, oh snap, we have dealt with all the questions. And yet you had said that we were going to go. I took a lot and I thought, oh, it's going to be a long one. So it's quite brief. But quite straight to the point, and a lot of wisdom can be drawn from this. Thank you so much, Masana, for joining us, for accepting the call to be on the AK podcast, the student edition. Yes. We wish you all the best
Thank
in
you.
Your studies and all the best. I can't wait for the next time when you come on the senior podcast.
Thank you. I really can't wait for that one. I've been a huge fan, so thank you for having me.
Thank you. Cool.